Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you are growing up with your mom, right, you don't really know all the secrets about her. You know your mom because she takes care of you and she loves you and it's important. But what happens then when all of a sudden you learn something about your mom and you're like, what? No, my mom? That doesn't make any sense. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, what was the surprising thing you learned about your mom? John, you go first.
All right, so my mom, when I was a kid, was actually on the Food Network. She was a Food Network host. She did one of the first late-night shows that the Food Network did when it premiered. She was on with Robin Leach, remember Lifestyles?
Yes.
Wow.
Richard
Famous,
mm-hmm.
That guy.
That's so
a big
cool.
deal.
Yeah. So I knew that she was on TV, but I didn't realize they also sent her around as a roving reporter, too. Like, she interviewed Seinfeld at some big event.
Pastries?
Huh? Yeah, no, literally. She would go to these huge events, mm-hmm. and they would get, like, Serious News, Entertainment Magazine. Hi, we're this new food channel.
You're right.
Weird.
Somebody
thing,
talk
you know
to us. You like to eat.
So yeah. It was and then also, oh my gosh, Secretary of State for the longest time under Nixon passed away last year.
What's his name?
I'm that guy.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh,
either way, she interviewed the
so
Secretary
famous,
of State.
So famous, I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. She interviewed that guy too, Seinfeld, a ton of people. I didn't realize that she did all of these like celebrity interviews until pretty recently.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Sean, what did you learn about your mom that was surprising?
I learned that my mom flashed Guns N' Roses at a concert and that shattered my entire world.
As it should.
It's funny.
Not awesome. Something you want to hear when you're a teenager from your mom.
Yeah.
You know, maybe something you should have kept to yourself, Mom.
I mean, we like to think of our parents as saints, but, you know, when you hit to be a teenager and you learn kind of these things about your parents, it is kind of cool, too, right? You figure out where some of your edge is from.
Yeah, and I get that, but let me tell you, there's a lot of things I've done in my life that I'm not sharing with my kids when they get older. A lot of things.
Right. Guns N' Roses hadn't been out that long. I mean, I might have been at that concert, you know?
Oh, gosh.
That's all I'm
saying.
Did
you say hi to my mom?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I may have. Sounds like she said hello to everybody herself, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Let's stop that.
I learned my mom was hot. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's jarring. Like, you don't think of your parents like that, you know, young and wild.
That's
that kind
a tough
of thing.
Day. That's yeah. a tough day.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, you know, you see some photos and you're like, oh my God, Mom. And who are these guys? And it's like, you know, like people hanging around her and whatnot. And like, you know what I learned is she was a hippie. That was the thing, too. So, like, you know, it's like her and my dad, when they got married, it's like them in, like, a canoe, and there's, like, flowers in her hair and whatnot, and he's wearing, like, jorts. I mean, it's it's pretty jarring, right? And there's probably no bra on her, you know? So they're just out there living free.
Yeah.
And went to Woodstock. Weird, right?
Eighth grade lacrosse. That was mine. My lacrosse
That's
team.
When you
in
learned
eighth grade,
it.
Let me know, and it
everybody
was
like, hey,
yeah,
John's
was
mom's
cool.
hot.
Yeah,
bad.
I had that growing up, too. And they were like, you know, your mom's hot, right? Because my mom was young when she had me. Her and my dad got married so early. I think my mom was, like, 21 when I was born. So, like, I never realized how young and pretty my mom was until I got older and guys would say things to me and I'd be like, what? My
but
mom?
Don't talk about my mom.
But I had the complete opposite. I learned the most surprising thing. My mom wanted to be a nun and was like, went to like the nun schools and she studied with them and wanted to be a nun, and my grandmother would not let her in Italy.
Really?
My grandmother stopped her from becoming a nun. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Like, it's so funny.
The world with
that.
No Anna Zapp.
Yeah.
It's
right.
crazy.
That would have been, that's pretty wild, right?
There's an alternate timeline where there's no Anna Zapp and her mom is a nun.
It's funny, too. Like, I mean, you don't think of a nun as one of those things that one of your family members is going to be like, absolutely not, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you were joining Guns N' Roses, that'd be one thing your parents would keep you from. To be a nun, you know, a lot of people would be like, oh, it's such wonderful. It's a calling. Your grandma was like, nope.
Right.
Yeah.
Get out of there. Sean's mom would not be a nun. Right.
What was the surprising thing you learned about your mom? 1-800-330-9999. You know, Mother's Day is coming up, and you always think of your mom as this woman who loves you and takes care of you and is always doing what's right. But then every once in a while, you learn something, you're like, whoa, Ma, I didn't know that about you.
I can remember finding out that my mother could really sing when she was young. She used to sing quite a bit.
That's
like
cool.
Bands and Out and, you know, all that stuff. And feels like everybody was kind of an artist in that generation. They were all out there doing their thing. But she was like really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she used to, you know what? I remember also finding out that when they still lived in Portugal, they would wash the laundry like in a creek or by the well with the washboard down there, like her and her sisters. And, you know, I was like, what? Wait a minute. What? When did that happen?
Well, you know, it was so my grandmother, and this was very common in Italy. And when I learned this, I was like, really? That she would breastfeed all the kids for many years.
Sure.
Right. But also the neighbors' kids.
Oh.
And when I found out that was a normal thing to help other mothers out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, being a mom and going through it, it's kind of awkward to talk about it.
Sure.
But
sure.
If you're a mom, you went through it, and you know, if you have like a shortage or whatever.
Yeah.
What a gift that was able to give to somebody.
She Your grandma had that.
She was like a hero. Wow. She was like the town hero for being able to do that.
It's amazing.
I mean, proud of her. Like when I learned that, I was
definitely
like, wow.
Surprising.
Yes.
Right. Good job, grandma.
Yeah. Nice job, Nonna.
Nutrient wrench.
Yeah.
Nutrient wrench. Wow.
Ashley, what did you learn about your mom that was surprising?
I was actually raised by my grandmother, and I recently learned at her funeral, so for my whole life, I was calling her Grandma. I learned that her legal name was Baby.
Her real legal name you never knew?
I never knew that her real legal name was Baby.
Hmm.
How do you keep that from somebody? It's so cool.
Yeah, you just called her Grandma your whole life, huh?
But wouldn't it be weird if she called her Baby?
My whole life.
Baby Grandma.
Yeah, Baby Grandma. Lewis, what was the most surprising thing you learned about your mother?
Had to be when I found out that my mother was actually used to be best friends with the new girl my dad was dating after my parents split off.
It's weird when you find out family drama. You realize that your family isn't excluded from the drama. Crazy things happen.
Right. Like on the surface to you as a kid or, you know, to even people out there in the public, it may seem like everything is so well put together there, right? Like everything is so on the up and up. And when you have family scandal like that, I mean, that's kind of scandalous, right? Mm-hmm.
Mary, the most surprising thing you learned about your mom?
My mom was a bank teller for a few years, and she got robbed 3 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when you hear something like that about your mother, right, that would be terrifying.
Well, I mean, it was more terrifying for my dad because he was married to her at the time.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who was a client robbed them at gunpoint. Police picked him up down the street, spying everyone around at the bar. He had just been diagnosed with cancer and didn't have health insurance.
How old were you when you learned the story about your mom? And was she the one that actually gave the thing of money?
Yeah, he was pointing the gun at her.
Oh my God, it's awful. Did she just hand over the cash? I would. Take it all. It's not mine. I don't...
They have protocols. So she bumped. There's a button underneath the counter. So she hit that. So that they would come right away.
That's scary, though.
That was just part of the job.
It happens around here all the time.
Really?
All the time.
I never hear about that.
But, I mean, it's not usually that elaborate, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, somebody goes in, passes a note, they get whatever's in that one teller's drawer, and then they're on their way, and typically they're busted a few days later, right? I mean, the surveillance is much better now at a bank than it used to be. On the other hand, you know, it's not like security guards are you know, holding people at gunpoint or gunning them down at the bank most of the time. Most of the time, the teller doesn't even know.
It's
not like it used to be. It's not like the movies or anything.
Yeah.
No.
I hope she quit after that and found a different job.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.